And welcome to Mother Daughter Earthcast, a show that will help you navigate the eco world and live a more colorful and conscious life. We'll inform, inspire, and embolden you.
And most importantly, we'll have fun along the way to a more planet-caring lifestyle together.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Mother Daughter Earthcast. This is Mariana Archibald.
And I'm Jenna Woods. And we are thrilled to have Lynn Ellis with Eco Friends Organic Pest Control with us on our podcast today. She is a treasure. Everyone knows that I love my bugs, but I don't love my bugs when they start invading into my home. And I was having, the ants were starting to take over, and there were a few other things that were starting to take over. And Lynn is helping us to encourage the insects to stay outside in, yes, in a natural, organic way.
Yes, she is an amazing person that's just spearheading so many practices around organic pest control. And we are lucky enough to have her here in the Dallas area. So she's going to tell us all about that on today's episode. And for those of you joining us on Patreon, she also gave us a secret recipe for an organic mosquito repellent, and yours truly gets eaten by mosquitoes all the time. She also kind of tells me what that might mean on the bonus episode. I think it has to do with my Mexican diet, but I am so excited to try her organic mosquito repellent because it's something that I have issues with a lot. So
yeah, you need it.
I definitely need it.
Mariana, if she's outside, she's covered in mosquito bites in about
2 minutes.
2 minutes. And I get about 3 mosquito bites a year.
I know. My mom is quite blessed. What can I say?
I am.
Many levels. So anyways, if you're on Patreon, definitely join us for the bonus episode with Lynn because it is a good one. And we actually have an announcement today. We haven't really had announcements recently. Mom and I just kind of go straight into it. But our announcement today is that we have reached our 1 year anniversary. And we are taking the rest of the year off. So November, December, we're just going to take a break for the holidays so we can enjoy family time and really recharge. But we will keep doing things on Patreon because we're also, this is our second announcement, impromptu announcement. My mom and I have purchased a plant wave device and we're excited. We're really pumped. So this little device essentially hooks up to a plant. If you haven't seen them, I'm going to post the link in the show notes, but this device hooks up to a plant and it'll convert the electric signals to musical notes. And so you essentially can hear the plant, at least the plant's energy, through music. And we have so many ideas of how we're going to test this.
I am so excited. I can't stand it.
May or may not include telling the plants loving things or hugging the plants. But we're going to have so much fun with this. And so we're definitely going to be sharing that with Patreon members. And so that's kind of going to be our little holiday treat, if you will. And they're on back order. We're on the waiting list and we should be getting our little plant wave device in November. So stay
really?
Tuned.
Really? Beginning of November? Middle of November? End of November?
I think maybe middle. I'm not sure.
I want it now.
I know. I'm super excited about it. So that's going to be fun. So definitely there'll still be fun to be had on Patreon, but we are going to take a break from our podcast and then join y'all again in 2022.
Oh my gosh.
That's weird to say.
That really is.
Where has 2021 gone? Who knows? Well, still here. Anyway, so that's our big announcement.
No, there's another big announcement.
Oh yeah, y'all.
Tell everyone what you've been up to, Mariana. This is super exciting. I can hardly wait.
Yeah. Well, Mom and I have both been very busy recently. Mm-hmm. So you may recall when we first started the podcast that we had David Millark on, and he is the founder of Archangel Ancient Tree Archive. And I actually have been doing some consulting work with them over the past year, courtesy of the podcast. That's how I got connected with him. But we have an amazing project coming up. We have an expedition in California where we're going to be taking some of the seedlings that Archangel has propagated back to the area where their mothers originally stood, but were burned in the fires. Aww. So we're going to help restore the burned areas there and just really capture the moment, collect more material to be then propagated. And then we're also going to be doing a planting at the Presidio in San Francisco. And
these are all sequoias.
Sequoias for that first bit, yes. And then a mixture of sequoias and coast redwoods for the San Francisco planting. And we're doing this all in conjunction with CNN's Call to Earth Day, which, if y'all haven't heard about it, Google it, and I will put a link in the show notes. But it's CNN Call to Earth Day, and they're going to have an entire day of programming on November 10th dedicated to highlighting climate change projects around the world. So they're starting in Japan, following the sun, ending in Hawaii, and thankfully our project is going to be one of the ones that are featured. So CNN is going to be there filming with us in California, and it's going to be so exciting. So I'm very excited. And I'm going to be climbing a tree, it's a giant sequoia, like 250 feet in the air.
How far up are you going, honey?
250 feet
in the
air.
You're going to the top, the tippy-tippy top?
No, not the tippy-tippy top, but pretty high up. So anyways, never mind, y'all. Mom didn't have to hear that. I'll just send her cool photos. And I'm going to take my GoPro, well, Toby's GoPro. And so,
okay, no, really, I'm thrilled. I know, I'm thrilled so for you in a reserved manner.
Yeah, it'll be perfect. It'll be so great. So anyways, that's my big thing coming up. Another reason why we're taking a little bit of a break because from the podcast, because that's, I'm pretty busy these days with that. But after November 10th, you can find me hopefully on a beach sipping a margarita for a couple of days. And recharging. But November 10th is going to be a fun day. And also, if you want, Archangel is hosting a virtual celebration and virtual expedition on November 10th, which I'm helping plan and organize and build. So if y'all want to be part of that, I will also link that in the show notes. And if you have any questions, you can just reach out to me through Mother Daughter Earth, because
I'm ready for November 10th.
I know, it's going to be between now and November 10th. It's going to be all go. And all good things. Everything, it just, it's going to be so great to highlight the environment, highlight so many people around the world doing amazing things to help, which is what we love to do, obviously. So yeah, this is my jam, and I'm super excited to be a part of it.
That's wonderful. Okay, so getting back to climbing the trees. So are lots of safety harnesses and safety equipment?
Only the best safety.
Okay.
I promise.
That's good.
Yes, we're being very, very safe. Don't worry.
That's what I want to hear.
That's it. So anyways, those are our updates. So if you want to join us on Patreon for the rest of the year, come on over, patreon.com/motherdaughterearth. And otherwise, we will see you in the new year. Without any further ado, please welcome Lynn Ellis with EcoFriends Organic Pest Control to Mother Daughter Earthcast. Lynn, I'm pretty sure you're definitely ready. Okay, Mom.
I just know it's going to be fun. I've met your mother in person. It's one of the best visits I've ever had with a client.
Lynn, I actually tell people, if you think I'm cool, just wait until you meet my mom. And it's true. Everyone's like, oh, you're the one with the cool mom. I was like, yeah, that's me.
She is so funny. And does she ever not smile?
No, Lynn, actually, she does not. And growing up, I will tell you, we've already gone into the podcast, so people can hear this. But growing up, she would tell me, you know, when you're a teenager, sometimes you have a neutral day, is what I would call it. Not even a bad day, just a neutral day. And my mom would always be like, why aren't you happy? You need to smile more. And I'm like, Mom, I just don't want to smile today. She's like, but you could just be happy. And I'm like, oh, well. But that's her. That is definitely her. She's always smiling and she's always laughing.
She's eat up with the smiles.
But it's good. It could be way worse, Lynn. It could be worse.
Yes. I'd rather take her than someone who was having a neutral day every day.
There you go, Mom. You win. You win. Well, Lynn, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, ladies. So, I am so excited to be here with you.
It is so fun to have you here. And you know my mom, so I'm going to let my mom introduce you and how y'all met, because y'all are basically friends already.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Well, Lynn Ellis is the owner of EcoFriends Organic Pest Control. And actually, we heard about Lynn from our one of our advisors at the small business. Well, I call it the Small Business Administration. What is it called now?
SBDC.
Yes. Yes.
Small Business Development Center.
Yes. Yeah. See, the Small Business Administration, that's what we called it whenever I was in business school back in the day. So, anyway, so Lynn came out to my house last week because I needed a little bit of pest control, which I normally don't ask for any help with the critters, but I'm real good with critters outside, but my critters were starting to, there was a lot of in-home invasion. So Lynn came over and I was just so impressed with her philosophy and not using chemicals. And so anyway, Lynn, tell us about yourself. How did you get into organic pest control? And tell us about yourself.
I grew up out in the country, and the vet lived about 2 miles down the road. And his daughter and I, she was a grade above me, but after school, he would pick us up, and we would ride around with him and help him. And it was wonderful, you know, because of course I live in the country. I love the animals, but I learned I do not love pigs. Pigs can be very scary.
Really?
But yeah, and you know, of course he came to our place, and we had horses and we had chickens, we had dogs, we had cows, and I'd go get whichever horse he wanted and everything. And I loved it. And then as I got older, I found out you get paid for that. I was like, what? And so I got jobs at different veterinaries in the city, which is totally different because I was used to large animals, not just little dogs and cats. And so it's very, very different, but I loved it. And I've done it for 28 years. But what I didn't understand is we kept having these animals coming in that had been exposed to pesticides.
Oh.
And how? And it was never, ever deliberate. Never.
Oh.
Because conventional pesticide, which is what I call the synthetic chemicals, they make you leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours. So this stuff has been put out. It's dried. How is it happening? Well, animals groom themselves, and they'd lay down someplace where it had been sprayed, especially cats. And they would groom themselves and then go into seizures, foaming at the mouth, neurological problems, couldn't walk. And the owners would rush in with them. And, you know, for years I'm seeing this, I'm like, how? You know, because having grown up out in the country, we had the cattle, we had the horses, and yes, they used DDT. You know, they could get it and spray it. Never were any of those animals showing anything that I was seeing the city pets. What they were showing, never saw anything poisoned. So I couldn't figure it out. And then I met this entomologist, and he educated me, because there is no training for organic pest control. None.
Really? Not even now?
Or conventional. None.
Wow.
Absolutely not. It's all, which is kind of a good thing, because you do need to know about the synthetic. It is that dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, for me as an operator, and, you know, anybody who's doing it, you need to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
The organic, yes, you need to be careful, but not like with a synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
There is a vast difference between them, but we have to keep in mind it's in concentrated form. So therefore, it's kind of like, you know, Lysol. It tells you to wear gloves when you clean your house with Lysol. Same thing with bleach. Mm-hmm. Wear gloves. Well, same thing with my products. Wear gloves. Wear the mask, you know. Do what you need to do to keep it off of you. Try not to get it on your clothes. Change them immediately because it's in concentrated form. And I have to say, my husband got the garlic on a pair of jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after washing them 10 times, airing them out, I just finally threw them away.
Really?
I did not get that garlic smell out of those jeans.
Wow.
And I was not going to wash them anymore. That is how concentrated these products are.
Oh, wow.
And that particular product, 1 ounce will make 10 gallons.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah.
So,
and like parachute type pants, kind of nylon, it will melt that nylon.
Oh, wow.
It is that concentrated. So you think, you know, even though what I'm using is organic, it's safe. No, but it is safer than synthetic.
Well,
you know,
but
there's toxicity on both of them.
But it's safe once it's been diluted and put out and whatever. It's just, it's because it's so concentrated how y'all receive it.
And it's all essential oils. But it is that concentrated. So you have to be careful. And so I learned from Dr. Ray Thompson. He is the entomologist who taught me. And there was sometimes I would encounter a situation. He didn't know what to tell me what to do. So it was trial and error. And I came up with different ways to do pest control because of that. And, you know, and I would call and say, well, this is what I did. And it seemed to work. And he's like, I never would have thought of that.
Aww.
But I got to tell you, 6 years down the road doing this, talking to him, because I talked to him several times a week still. And he said, well, Lynn, you proved my theory. I was like, theory? What theory? That you can do pest control without synthetic chemicals. I'm like, wait a minute. I believed you. You told me it could be done. He said, well, in theory. I was like, I believed every word you said. And I said, why are you just now telling me this? He said, I couldn't get anybody to do it.
Oh.
And you wanted to do it.
Oh, thank you for doing it.
Yes.
Yes. And it's been an interesting ride, let me tell you. We've learned a lot. And the one thing that we have learned that's most important to us is, yes, it does work. Why would I want to use anything synthetic?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I want to expose myself repeatedly all day long, every day?
Yeah.
When you get a treatment, you're only exposed right then. And then we leave and you're good for months. I'm being exposed every day. And I don't want to be exposed. And, you know, I hear different things because forever we were the butt of all the jokes at getting our continuing education. You know, how's it working for you? So, well, actually pretty good, according to what that guy just said. You know?
Yeah.
And now it's, okay, how do we do this? Why, you know, this isn't working for me anymore. What do I do? So anything we can share with pest control operators, we do. Anything I can share with my clients, I share with them. Because there's things clients can do to make their lives a lot easier. But it's been a long journey. For years, I could only say botanicals. For a while, I could say it was chemical-free. Now, and then all of a sudden, I couldn't say that anymore. A couple years ago, I was able to put organic in my name.
Why this progression?
Well, the Department of Agriculture regulates everything. And there's rules, laws, and regulations that I have to adhere to. By saying for the longest time, I'm organic was illegal and I'd be fined. I had a contact in the Department of Agriculture, found a loophole how to get organic in my name. So I did. And he said, you know, the worst that can happen is they tell you no, because I was just EcoFriends Pest Control. Then we changed it to EcoFriends Organic Pest Control.
Okay.
And they accepted it. So we did it. And recently, you now can use the word organic. Because, you know, for a lot of people, it's a matter of perception. And organic, you know, we all think is healthier, it's wonderful. The state's stance on it was cyanide is organic, arsenic is organic. We can't use the word organic. And I understood that. And the problem I had really was everyone who does pest control can say they're eco-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes you think they're not using synthetic chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten that called many, many a time. And what that really means is the lowest mixture of the product you're using, be it botanical or synthetic. Well, if I use the highest mixture of my so-called botanicals, I'm still lower than the lowest mixture of any synthetic chemical.
Yeah.
I've never had to use the highest mixture on any of my products.
So that brings up a really good point that I wanted to clarify. As a homeowner, and let's say I've actually never called anyone for pest control before in my life, I want to use a company that, like you, is doing things the right way, the organic-minded way.
Yes. Oh, I like that term, organic-minded.
What are some of those key words that or key phrases or key questions I should ask whoever it is that I'm talking to? Because I don't know if you're familiar with this term, but we talk about it a lot. It's called greenwashing. People will tell you, oh, we're great for the environment, but actually they'll come in and use that lowest synthetic formula. Yes. Like you were talking about. So what are some of those like key questions or words as a homeowner I should be asking or looking for to make sure that this pest control company is doing things the right way?
Especially for our listeners who don't live in Dallas and can't call you.
Yes. Yeah. If you live legally in Dallas, call Lynn, but
legally they have to tell you what they're using and what the ingredients are. I put it on every one of my invoices. They are supposed to put it on their invoices too. And you have the right to know before they use it. Then there's the SDS sheet that you can mm-hmm. ask for copies of. And I send them to people all the time on my products. Before they've even hired me, they want to see the SDS, which used to be MSDS.
Hold
and
on.
It was material safety data sheet. Okay. Now it's just safety data sheet.
Okay.
And I will gladly send you the safety data sheet of what we use. And I usually send more than what the client has asked for. So, you know, you might need this in the future. Here's the safety data sheet. Mm-hmm. You might want to use this. Here's the safety data sheet. And I've had people call me and say they wouldn't tell me what they use. I said, don't hire them.
Yeah.
That there, right there, that is deception to the client.
Legally, they have to tell you what they use. Okay. And the ingredients.
Right. And I will tell you, you know, I'm using a mint product. It's called IC3. This is the ingredients. I'm using a thyme and rosemary product. It's called Ecovia EC. This is the ingredients. I want you to know, because for me, with my products, what people have to be aware of is the scent. You're going to get the scent of whatever botanical plant's in there. If you're sensitive to it, I need to know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could give you a headache. It could make you a little nauseous. It'll go away quickly. But do you really want to get a headache or be a little nauseous? You know, because we can drop how strong it is. And just changing it, because we use 1 ounce and a gallon for most of the stuff. We can do a half an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And I warrant in my work, I will come back and I'll use a different product. And that's what I love about doing the botanicals. It's like cooking. Add a little of this, a little of that, sprinkle this.
That's my mom's. That's my mom's way of cooking.
That's my way of cooking. So Lynn, this is great.
She gives me a recipe, and every time I'm like, Mom, it has no directions and no quantities. She's like, oh, but it's just cheese. Just add the cheese. And I'm like, how much cheese? So y'all are kindred spirits.
Mariana, I will tell you this, because my daughter and goddaughter and my niece, they come over and watch me make it, and they write down what they saw me do.
That's it. I know. Like,
how much was that? Well, I put it in this and I filled it in here. And they're like, okay, that's about 2.5 cups.
Yes, that's okay. Exactly it.
Yeah, Mariana, the engineer, wants to know very specific information.
Like,
and that doesn't
like
always happen with me. But.
I did not learn how to cook until after I left home. And I was starving. I remember leaving home because I grew up out in the country and we canned our food.
Mm.
And I couldn't wait to buy those canned goods on the shelves. And they were horrible.
Horrible. Yeah. Not.
And I had to learn how to cook. And a lot of trial and error there. So when I came into this pest control, I was like, oh, I can do this.
It's like cooking.
It is like cooking.
And what's great is when we started the company 12 years ago, there were only 2 manufacturers I could buy products from.
That's what Mom was telling me, and now it's grown.
Yeah, there's like 12.
That's awesome.
And it's been ignored. There have been no studies done on efficacy, how long it'll last, none whatsoever. And what I did, because, you know, I got to give people a warranty, I went ahead and gave them a warranty a regular pest control company would give you. And I may have to go back once, and that's it. I've got some people, it's when I just go. And I don't make people sign a contract. I really have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I was a single mother. And like you, Mariana, I didn't have to have pest control. But if I did, there's no way I could have signed a contract. Mm-hmm. It was a can of Raid. I didn't want the can of Raid.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I was just very diligent about keeping everything picked up, cleaned up, so I would not have bugs mm-hmm. of any type in the house. And it wasn't affordable to me. So, if you hire me, you're going to get a service and you're going to get a warranty for that service.
Wonderful.
And you've noticed that the products are working well and they do last.
Yeah. I've been doing it for 12 years. I've not changed anything on the warranty times.
That's awesome.
And so I know there is efficacy, but exactly how long, I do not know.
Yeah.
And have you seen a lot of other people starting to do the same thing you're doing, where they're trying to get away from chemicals? I mean, is this gaining momentum?
No. Because the training is so hard in the chemical, and I mean, it's really very detailed and it's very, very good, but no one knows about this type of pest control. So it's trial and error for those guys. And the number one thing why they don't have success, and this is where it costs them an arm and a leg, you cannot use the same equipment.
Mm.
Even though you've cleaned your equipment out, there is still a residual of the chemical there. It's going to affect whatever organic botanical chemical you put in there. It's going to affect the efficacy of the product. We've never, ever put anything synthetic in our equipment, so we don't have that issue. And that's the big cost for pest control operators, is their equipment.
Okay, that makes
sense.
Yeah,
it's not cheap, because we're buying it to last for years. Whereas you go to Home Depot and you get one of those little sprayers, you'll be lucky to have it for a year.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, and nobody teaches you how to clean it out either.
Yeah.
Man, that's a big deal.
It's like the Wild West out there.
It is. But it's coming. This is coming. And I never dreamed when we started this company, we would come this far, that we would actually have employees. I never thought that we would have more than one truck. I just thought it would be my husband and I. And we were working 7 days a week, just trying to get people taken care of. Didn't want them to go to anybody else and use the synthetic chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Being in animal medicine, seeing the animals who accidentally poisoned themselves, if that's what you want to call it, by residue that was there that just got on their coat, is one of the most horrific things to ever see.
Yeah.
The worst day I ever saw was 6 labs.
Oh.
And it was Saturday, and they got into slug bait.
Oh.
and the parents were gone. The young girl went over to check the dogs, and this is a Saturday. And vet, people go to vets. You're only open 8 to 12 on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And this girl comes in, collapses on the floor. She can't talk. She's sobbing so hard, pointing towards where her car is, saying the dogs, we could understand that. A technician went out there, came in, grabbed everyone, grabbed gurneys, and we started bringing dogs in. And aww, I want y'all to know, every dog lived.
Oh, good. Yay. But
we had a lobby full of people.
Wow.
And every one of those people were like, take care of these dogs.
That's
they
amazing.
Are more important. We can reschedule. We can come back. People were just wonderful. But it was horrible. And so it made me think, okay, if this happened to our pets, what about our children?
Mm-hmm.
Babies who crawl on the floors and pick up anything and everything and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely. They do. So it did concern me, and I started doing research trying to find. And for a number of years, I didn't. Then made a few contacts and went to work for a gentleman, and he was very informative, and that's where I learned eco-friendly is very misleading.
Oh, yeah.
And that's through him is how I met Dr. Ray Thompson. You know, went to work for another guy, and I learned they will do anything to make a buck.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, my conscience won't let me. If you're going to promote what you're doing, believe in it and stand behind it.
Yes.
And I believe in this and I stand behind it.
I love meeting people like you, Lynn.
Oh, I'm so happy to have met you guys.
So here's another question. I don't know how much research you've done in terms of the effects of synthetic chemicals on the ecosystem in general, but you've seen obviously the horrible effects that it can have on pets and dogs and cats, and these are just the animals that we're observing. From an environmental standpoint, when you spray, you're obviously, let's say you're spraying for mosquitoes, but what people don't realize is that you're also killing all the other insects around.
Yes.
And so tell us a little bit about that and like just the ramifications of using these poisons, because I'm just going to say they are poisons, and what it does to just the environment in general in your area.
The environment and the soil.
And I've asked the Department of Agriculture this and other entomologists, okay, we put DDT in the dirt. We put Dursban. Many, many toxic synthetic chemicals have been used, and they've been pulled from the market because now you know how dangerous they are. What are they in the dirt combined?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, think about mixing bleach and ammonia. You can't. It's that toxic. It will kill you. So I'm sitting here thinking, and they know that these things, they're inert as far as killing bugs, but they're still active in the ground, meaning you and me.
Mm.
And nobody will give me an answer. You know, what is this? Whereas when you get into your botanicals, they're going to compost back into the ground from where they came.
Yeah.
They break back down. The number one mosquito killer is garlic. Garlic is wonderful, but some people don't like garlic. Well, then there's the mint, and that's actually my favorite, but it doesn't last very long. And these products are not cheap.
Yeah.
And you've got to have the equipment to apply them as well. You know, one of those little 2-gallon sprayers you get at Home Depot is going to take you a long time.
Well, Lynn, I'm glad you're in our lives now, because every time, and I know you're going to be helping with mom with mosquitoes next year because we're pretty much out of mosquito season. But when we're here in the summer, my mom won't even give you a warning. She's going around with this garlic sprayer and she just like starts spraying everybody.
I do.
It gets all over my shoes. It's not concentrated like yours. It's just a normal one.
It lingers.
It lingers, Lynn, and she's just spraying everybody at the party and it works, but she gives you no heads up.
I don't know. Jenna, didn't I give you another recipe, which is a lot better?
Yes, and we're going to talk about that in the bonus
section.
That
is the bonus, yes. We're not going to give too much away.
Yeah, because we're going to go in depth about mosquito control with Lynn in the bonus section.
Yes.
And I do want to ask you, since we are talking about mosquitoes. What do you think about DEET and OFF and all those?
No. If you look, and you can get online, pull them up, put in DEET and SDS, that will come up and read it, and it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. Same thing with OFF, and it will say a known carcinogen. And I feel horrible because I put it on my daughter when she was a baby. She was so fair and so susceptible. And I feel horrible with my grandchildren. They've never had it, and they have the recipe that I gave you, Jenna.
Okay.
And that's what we use. And you can use it on your dogs, your cats, just miss them. It'll make a difference.
I can't. Okay. I'm your guinea pig, Lynn, because if there's a mosquito within a 5 mile radius, it's going to come to me.
Yeah.
So
it's going to find you.
I can't wait for this bonus episode.
I can't wait for you to try and get feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there are other things that you can use, but this combination I found because I had an employee. I don't care what we put on her, even OFF or DEET, which she bought herself, that ate her up.
Oh, man. That's me. That's me.
And I'm trying all these different recipes, and I found this one and sprayed her, and it worked.
That's awesome. Okay, I can't wait. Okay, we're not going to get ahead of ourselves, but in the bonus, I want to go in depth. Question about plants that you actually plant in your yard as deterrents in general. Because, Mom, you had always thought that you had to actually, like, for example, citronella, rub it on you or something.
Yeah, because people will ask me, well, are there any plants that will keep the, where I won't have mosquitoes in my yard? And I always say, if I had that answer, I'd be a very wealthy woman. And, you know, they say, well, what about citronella? And I said, well, you can plant citronella, but you need to get the leaves and rub, you know, break them up, get the oils and put it on your body. Am I right in that, or am I wrong?
Yes and no. What you can do is have the plant surrounding you where you're sitting, mm-hmm. and just rub your hands through it, and it'll emit the odor into the air, and it will confuse the mosquito. Where are you?
They can't find you.
And I, most of my plants are in pots for that very reason. And I have them sitting around where we sit. I have them sitting out in front of my deck that we're sitting on, and they're very dense.
Now,
I've got citronella. The geraniums and marigolds are great. Mint, I would tell everybody this, always keep mint in a pot.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It'll take over. Do the lavender. And Jenna, you're a cook. I'm a cook. Sage, thyme, rosemary, basil, all of those things will help repel mosquitoes. And I harvest them and I put them up. Yeah. I cut them and dry them out and I use them over the winter.
Oh, okay. In your yard to keep out mosquitoes?
Yeah, they're in pots. I've grown them and I cook with them.
Oh, to cook.
But when you dry them.
Yeah.
That's for cooking, not for the mosquito control.
Well, I do go out and get fresh ones during the summer and the spring.
Okay.
You know, as they're coming in late fall, like, yeah, I'm like, okay, I'm going to cook this. I'm going to cut them. But here next month, I will trim everything down and I will finish drying them out.
Okay.
And I grow all those herbs myself, and they're all sitting there, and there's lots of them. There's lots of beautiful flowers. You know, pennyroyal is great. Lavender. Chives, believe it or not.
Oh.
They've had onions, and my mother-in-law told me this because I have a vegetable garden in the back of my yard, to line my garden with onions that bugs and mosquitoes would not bother me. And I've done it for 2 years, and that is true.
Hmm.
We didn't have any issues till we pulled the onions.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I love that.
So there's a lot of things, and I have garlic growing in there. So I'm going to replant my garlic because I lost it during the snowstorm, the snow apocalypse we had this year.
Yes.
And I'm going to plant garlic in each corner of my garden.
That's awesome.
I planted garlic in my yard and I loved it. And mine made it through the freeze. And the flowering stalks
on them,
they're stunning. And then I would cut them and put them in vases in my house, and they lasted about a month. They were gorgeous.
Yeah, and these are just simple little things that you can do. you know, that will help. And you don't have to have a big pot. Now, the mint will get big. Mm-hmm. And a lot of mine are perennial and come back every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, because I want them and I get them started going. But I'm this is my addiction. If I go to a nursery center, I'm going to buy.
Buy herbs.
I'm going to buy new ones, and I'm going to have more pots. But, you know, I get enough that I set up, and I dry it up, and I jar it, and I give it away to friends as organic herbs.
Yeah, it makes a great gift. We have veggie gardens also, and we give things all the time, and it's great. It's awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, and like I said, there's lots of herbs that do it. That will benefit you having them around. And I just, yeah, and my grandkids go out there and they rub their hands on top of the plants because they see me. They just got bug proofed.
Yes, I love it. They're bug proofed. They just roll around the herbs, toss them in there. So, this next question might be not controversial. I just want to know your personal opinion because I know you and my mom chatted about how she likes her bugs and her insects in her flower beds. We like that. Or she does. She just doesn't want them in the house. So what is your general approach to that? Because I do feel as though sometimes people in general, we have kind of fallen into this, you know, mentality of, well, we just want us to be comfortable and any bugs, just get rid of them. They don't matter. We don't want them around. And I feel like there's a happy medium somewhere in the middle. I don't want bugs in my house either, but I think I'm with my mom. Like, I like to see bugs, appropriate bugs in my garden because that just means that it's healthy and it's an ecosystem and they sort themselves out.
They do.
So what is what's your approach in terms of trying to educate people about this different mindset or do you just say, hey, it's organic. If you don't want bugs, I'm going to help you get rid of all the bugs. I'm cool either way. What's your personal approach to that?
My personal approach is you're never going to get rid of all of them. They all have a purpose. Ants are our trash men of the earth. Something's died, something's rotting, they're going to clean it up. Roaches, compost. That's their job, to break down organic matter so it composts back into the earth. Same thing with a lot of beetles and stuff, but it doesn't mean you want them in your house.
Yeah.
You know, that's my job, is to keep them out of your house. You're never going to be totally bug free.
Right.
You want them because it's a healthier environment.
Then you have birds.
And
you have birds. I want birds.
Yes, birds eat. You know, I have chickens. My chickens have a great time out in my yard. But there are certain bugs, you know, and people, I get calls about wasps. And, oh my God, I have wasps. You need to come get rid of them. Well, one, they're flying around. I can't do anything about it. And if the nest is way back over here, not anywhere near your house, leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
They pollinate just like bees. They are pollinators too. Now, if it's right there at the door where you're going in and out, yes, let me get rid of that one.
Yeah.
No, that one you do want me to get rid of. That's a danger. And that's like, I don't do bees because I'm not going to kill them. I'm going to give you the name of a beekeeper to come and get them.
Thank you.
No, we need them. And I get calls about geckos. And I was like, you
why do they care?
You have bugs. They are keeping them out of your house. You don't want me to get rid of them. And they're like, well, they're getting in my house. I said, so are the bugs. You want me to come take care of what's getting into your house. The geckos will move.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They those are leave. So cute. Why would you want to get rid of a gecko?
Oh, they are. They're wonderful.
Why do people worry about geckos? I guess growing up, we were in the tropics. We had geckos everywhere. That's a little bit too much. Like, we had geckos in the shower. And I just, like, whatever. They were just part of life.
You and me both. You know, being out in the country, we'd have the big old stick bugs, you know, and the shower and stuff. And didn't think anything of it. What are they going to do to me? Nothing.
Yeah, I know.
You know, absolutely nothing. They can't kill you for sure. Sure, they can't bite you, you know, there's nothing to worry about. Now, scorpion, I'm worried.
Yeah, yes.
That I'm worried about.
Snake, worried. Yes, gecko, not worried.
Those are not my friends. And my job is to keep them out of your house. What I want to do is keep them out of your house so you don't have to live with it. And I tell people, if you don't think you have bugs, this is how you'll find out. Look for spider webs. Spiders only live where there's food. They're not sitting there in that corner hoping a bug comes by. They follow the pheromone trail and set up a trap.
Hope is not a method for spiders.
Right.
That's hilarious. Yes. Oh, gosh. So
that is how that works. Tells you something's coming to my house.
Yeah.
And it could be ants. It could be roaches. It could be a little bitty beetle, you know, but it the spider followed the pheromone trails, and that's what they do.
But that's a great, like, I feel like, again, a middle ground of stay safe. We don't want you getting stung by a wasp by your front door, sure. But let's also, it's not all about, it's not just our home. We share this home and this space with so many other, you know, creatures that keep it beautiful. I mean, and just because, you know, I feel like people aren't aware of the roles that they play, they don't give them importance, which also, I'm gonna let my mom talk about this last bit before we do have to start wrapping up. It brings me to your awesome drip campaign. I've heard about your drip campaign.
Have you seen any? It's something new. We just started it back in April, and we're sending out stuff educating people about the bugs at that moment. And then things that they can do, their landscape, plants they can plant to help them. Like I said, I don't want anybody going and buying a bug spray of any type.
Yeah.
It's not healthy. It's not good. It makes us all cough and gag when the fumes from it. And yeah, it works. But those products are made to work a little bit too well. They're not limited to bugs.
In fact, I love some of your bug information on your drip campaign. Like, I did not know that all ladybugs were men.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
I know. And then
it's called ladybugs.
I know. And all the ants in a colony are girls.
Yep.
Boy,
and they're very, very successful.
It kind of they kind of sound like the high school I went to. There was not a boy in our high school.
It was a pretty darn good high school too.
Yes.
Although
it allowed us to focus on what we wanted.
We did focus to study. That's right. So the insects have figured that out a long time ago.
Yes. And think about it. They've been around for millions of years. We haven't.
Yeah. That's
and it. We've never, ever wiped out an insect. We have species of animals, but not an insect.
Oh. I hope we don't.
Yeah,
that's when
we are in trouble if we ever start seeing insect decline.
Well, bees. It is declining.
Yeah.
But yes.
Many. Yeah.
Anyway.
You know, and what you want is to control.
There you go.
Let them have their space and do their job, and you have your space and ignore them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's no one, and anybody tells you they can get rid of all of them, lie to you.
Yeah.
There is no way. We don't have the abilities of God to create and destroy.
Yeah.
And we have the ability to make things that will hurt us all, which is, to me, the synthetic chemicals. But we also have the ability to take care of it without poisoning the earth anymore.
There you go.
Mic drop, Lynn. That was perfect.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I think that's the perfect way to start wrapping up. Mom is going to ask you her final question. But before she goes into that, I do, listeners, especially if you're in Dallas, I'm going to say this name again, EcoFriends Organic Pest Control. Lynn Ellis is amazing. And their website is EcoFriendsPestControl.com. Even if you're not in Dallas, go check out their website. As you can see, Lynn is a wealth of knowledge. And, you know, as you were saying, Lynn, not many people know this industry and not many people have been in it as long as you have. So go check them out because you're going to learn a lot. And
thank you. Even if they don't use me, if I can give you information, I will.
Oh,
I really don't want you to buy that can of bug spray.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
I'm with you, Lynn. Okay, Mom.
Okay.
Wrap us up.
Our final question that we ask everyone, Lynn, is what do you think is the most important thing that each person can do to help reverse global warming and climate change?
That's a really good question.
If you
were to ask my husband, it'd be recycling.
Okay.
He is a recycle fanatic.
Good.
Me, it's plant as many plants as you can. Plant trees. Don't take them down. We need it for so many things. One, to eat, oxygen, to help create a healthy environment with the bugs.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mick and I play off of each other. I help him with his recycle. He helps me with all the plants in the garden, and we have our little slice of heaven here because we both grew up in the country and we try to make it as countryfied as we can.
I love that. Cool. And are you in Dallas?
Yes,
you in the city?
Yes, we are in Dallas.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, actually, Lynn, you might like this. I'm in the Dallas area too. I'm in Oak Cliff, and my husband and I took the strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street and turned it into a Blackland prairie strip.
Oh, how neat.
Yes.
It's so cool.
So cool. I am always waiting for a letter from the city of Dallas with code compliance situations because I don't ask. Ask for forgiveness if that's the case. But our neighbors love it.
She put out a sign explaining it.
I did. I made a very legitimate looking city official sign. It's not official from the city. But it's all about Blackland prairies and how it's our ecosystem and how it's so important for our bugs and our pollinators. And the whole thing, it's gorgeous. I'll send you a photo. But it's great. So we've countrified as much as we could too.
Yes, I would love to see the photo. My son-in-law's brother brought his fiance last weekend to look at our backyard because they want to get married in our backyard.
Oh, that's awesome.
He likes how it looks. We've got our chicken coop. We have our decks. We're converting a deck into a greenhouse. We've got our garden. And the wedding's the end of April. And he's like, well, how's it going to look? I said, I will make it look really good.
It'll look gorgeous.
I can make it look beautiful.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Because, everything now is just gorgeous, is huge, whatever. I said, I can make it happen.
Yeah.
Wow. And, because he said, it looks like it's in the country.
Yes.
That's what we want.
I love that.
And we're just so happy in our little house with our yard, everything going on.
I love that.
And instead of flower girls, you can have flower chickens.
Oh, I could. I'll have to mention that to him. We'll just let the chickens out and let them just roam everywhere.
And spread flowers.
And spread flowers.
Well, they'll be fertilizing everything, that's for sure. They'll make sure no bugs get on anybody.
Yeah, playing, doing their job.
We have got to stop this. This is so much fun. I could talk to you forever.
Lynn, thank you so much. Can't wait for our bonus episode to try to solve my mosquito problem. But thank you for educating us and opening our horizons to this really important issue. And so I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, ladies, so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you for sharing your time and your fabulous expertise with us.
That's it.
Anytime. Oh. I'm more than welcome to do this again with you.
Thank you.
All right, ladies.
Bye.
Bye.